This is 7AD. All right, it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Hello, Darren.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about batteries because you got a question on Facebook, right?
We did. We received a question from Chris the other day about how he could utilise a tonne of second-hand lead-acid batteries he had acquired.
Okay.
Now, these batteries he'd picked up for a bargain, they were 12-volt batteries at 200 amp hour. You know, so he purchased 24 of them. Darren, straight away I knew they were ex-telco batteries. Out of exchange rooms or towers.
Okay.
So telecommunication companies at their exchanges and some of their towers have emergency backup batteries to allow them to continue to offer coverage during a blackout event.
Right.
Makes sense? The batteries just sit on float for years and years, and once in a blue moon, they're required to cycle when the power goes out.
Mm.
So they haven't done any real work, and after about, 10 years or so, they're swapped out for new ones. Whilst they haven't done any hard cycling, they are old in how we judge batteries.
Mm.
There will be some sulfation in the cells, they will have some reduced capacity. The telcos just scrap them out, and sometimes they get intercepted from where they were pulled out of and the scrapyard.
Right.
And we know when this happens because we get inundated with calls asking how do I connect these bargain, deal of the century, virtually brand new batteries.
Yeah.
At the end of their serviceable life, these batteries are getting reinvented as a valuable commodity, and this is where the problem starts. But anyway, we'll go back to Chris's question. He has these batteries, and he wants to utilise them for a shack with a 24-volt battery bank, which I convinced him to change to 48 volts. So the basic design will be this. Each battery is worth 12 volts and 200 amp hours of capacity, so joining four of them together in series... And series is when we join the positive and negative terminals together.
Yep.
And we'll do that till we get 48 volts. So one battery is 12 volt, four batteries makes 48. Reasonably straightforward, and Chris would be left with a battery bank of 48 volts with 200 amp hours of capacity. Now, if Chris does that five more times, he'll end up with a total of six 48 volt battery banks of 200 amp hours of capacity each. And then he has to join these separate 48 volt battery banks together in parallel. Now, this is opposite to series, where we join all the positives together and all the negatives together. Our voltage stays at 48 volts, but all the capacities add up. So now we had six 200 amp hour battery banks. By joining them all up in parallel, we now have 1200 amp hours of capacity. 48 volts at 1200 amp hours, or 29 kilowatt hours of energy at 50% depth of discharge.
Now, just before we go any further, can you just briefly explain depth of discharge?
So that's how much power we can pull out of it.
Oh, discharge, of course, going out.
Yes. Exactly. So on paper, that sounds like quite a hefty battery bank, 30 kilowatt hours, basically, of usable power.
Hmm.
In reality, though, Darren, it's the worst possible way to connect up lead-acid batteries, especially second-hand ones that are different states of wear and tear. If we were going to design a new system from scratch and we needed a 1,200 amp hour at 48-volt battery bank, we would buy 24 1,200 amp hour 2-volt batteries, join them all up in series to give us our 48 volts and 1,200 amp hour capacity, and this just becomes one battery bank and not six separate battery banks joined into parallel.
Yep.
Now Chris would have six separate battery banks all connected together, and the stronger batteries will try and charge the weaker batteries. The banks with the least resistance will discharge first, creating a voltage imbalance. Meanwhile, we'll have a charging device referencing the average of the voltage across all the battery banks, trying to determine when to stop charging. The end result is after a few months, the voltages of the banks start to wander away from each other, leaving some partially charged, some fully charged, to the point where the cells will begin sulfating rapidly and promptly fall in a heap.
Right.
This is generally the outcome of parallel battery banks. There are things you can do to minimise this from happening. Most basic is make sure all the leads and connections from the different battery banks are all the same length and thickness, as this will help balance the resistance between them. Better still, have some sort of battery voltage equalisation device between all the separate battery banks, and that's going to shunt energy to and from the individual battery banks as required to keep them all even. But realistically, in a nutshell here, be realistic when acquiring second-hand batteries. They're being dumped for a reason.
Yeah.
It's okay to experiment with them and have a bit of fun, as these things can be actually bought for a steal sometimes. But be realistic in your expectations and don't get upset when it's mentioned that these will have an extremely short lifespan if they are ever put in any demanding situation like running a home. Over the years, we have helped lots of people utilise their scrap batteries, and it typically goes like this. They contact us about the deal of the century. We supply them the gear to make it work. 2 years later, we sell them the batteries they need to keep it working as their deal of the century batteries have found their way to the scrapyard where they were heading originally, after a very brief sojourn at someone's shack or house.
Righto.
Yeah. So series those batteries, don't parallel them. Don't buy scrap batteries thinking you've struck gold. You've only struck really old and tired lead. Now for some good news. Yeah. A little bird has told me, Darren, that the new solar feed-in tariff might be going from 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour to 14 cents. So that's nearly 120% increase. So we won't know until the 1st of July, but all the background chatter seems to indicate the solar feed-in tariff is going up.
Right.
Now, I don't want to build anyone's hopes up, but given the feed-in tariff is based off the average spot price marketing, and that has been extraordinarily volatile for the last 6 months, it should hopefully come to pass.
Good aim.
Now, just for my solar system, it's only a small one, and you've got to keep in mind, I have a battery, it's only 6 kilowatt. I don't send much back to the grid, but my feed-in return would go from $217 per year to $467 cash credit on my account.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's very good news to end. Now, if you have a question like Chris, just send them through to your Facebook page, right?
Yep, that'd be the way to do it.
Yep. And if you need energy gear, solar systems, hot water systems,
heating, lighting,
the lights, general electricity work.
PowerPoints, you know, we'll do it.
Yep. Adrian and the team are at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, on the web at dmsenergy.net.au. What's the number?
1300 502 599.
All right, mate. Good stuff. Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.